Hello everyone, this is Turd Fleeny Monkey, and today I'm going to show you how I make compound butter that I put on my steaks. So I use the Kirkland Signature Costco butter. I've tried different kinds of butters. If you don't have a Costco near your house, just get some butters and do a taste test. I really like the Costco butter, and it's one of the cheaper butters. Anyway, just leave it out on your counter for like 24 hours to soften. You need your butter to be soft. You don't want to melt it. Don't put it in the microwave. You just want it to be soft. So this butter's been sitting out on the counter for about 24 hours. I'm going to use this kind of rubber mixer spatula thing, and I'm going to just put this all into a mixing bowl. Just as you see, we don't want to waste any. Now I also have something called a butter bell. This is just so you know, you don't need to use those seed oil containing margarine spreads. Just use real butter. This device suspends the butter upside down with water. You know, water and oil don't mix. And it keeps the butter fresh at room temperature, so it's always soft. And all you got to do is take about a stick of butter. These Costco butters are like two sticks in one. And just fill the bell up. And again, it gets suspended upside down in the water, which keeps it, you know, airtight and fresh. It's not going to mold or do anything because it's fat. Fat can't mold. But anyway, once you fill it up, and again, it takes about one stick of butter, just put it in the water, and there you go. You have room temperature, soft butter that's going to stay fresh. Anyway, we're going to use the rest of the butter to make the compound butter. But I just wanted to show you that butter bell in case you are still buying margarine or, like, you know, butter-containing seed oils. So we're going to add some minced garlic. This is not the seasoning kind of garlic. It's like the wet kind of chopped up garlic. And we're just going to add some to, I don't have like measurements, just add a good amount. So there you go, got some minced garlic right there. Then we're going to add some minced onion. Now this is dry, this is more of a seasoning. Just, you know, throw it on there. So we got minced onion, we got minced garlic. I like the minced versus the granulated because it's bigger pieces. Now I usually use fresh basil for my garden, but my basil leaves are spotted. I don't have any fresh basil at the moment, so I'm just going to use this kind of cheap $1 basil from Walmart. I prefer the fresh basil, but again, I don't have any at the moment. All the leaves are spotted. I also have this truffle seasoning. Now, this one you can't find at Walmart. I had to order this on Amazon. It's truffle oil mixed with carob, which gives it, it turns it into a powdered seasoning. Normally, truffle either has to be fresh or it comes in an oil. It's pretty cakey. So you got to kind of like shake it and, you know, tap it a little bit to get it flowing. And a little goes a long way, so don't go crazy with the truffle. It kind of has like a horseradishy type of taste. And then we're going to add some ground pepper. And I'm just going to use this pepper grinder to add some ground pepper. I did try just putting in peppercorns, but they kind of explode in your mouth and they kind of taste like you're cracking your teeth. So just grind the pepper up. But fresh ground pepper is better than just putting in the already granulated pepper. All right, we're just going to add just a little bit more pepper. There we go. All right, then you take this rubber spatula mixing spoon thing and just start mixing it up. Squish it down, mix it up. I like using these reflective mixing bowls just because it's easy to see everything. Sorry for the shaky cam. It's because of the rig that I have my camera set up on. But we're just going to mix up all these ingredients into the soft butter. This only takes a minute or two. Everything mixes up nicely. I'm not like stirring it. I'm just kind of smooshing it down, kind of putting it back together and then smooshing it again until everything looks fairly consistent. You don't want any parts of the butter to, you know, be separated. You want everything to kind of look like the same thing. So the butter's nice and mixed in, the garlic, the onion, the truffle, the pepper, the basil, everything is mixed. Then take a sheet of plastic. So I'm using press and seal, but you could use saran wrap, whatever you got handy. It doesn't really matter. And then just take your little spoon, kind of get everything in one little glob, and then just stick it in the middle of the plastic. You know, use this opportunity to get up any residual butter. You know, this is where the reflective mixing bowls come in. And then, you know, get the last bit off of the, you know, spatula thing. And then you want to fold the plastic over And then you want to smush it down and smooth it out to make a long, thin kind of just a long, thin strip of this compound butter. And you might be wondering, why not just put this in a tub or a dish? Why have the plastic? Why thin it out? Very simple, my friend. So once this is all done, we're going to put it back in the fridge and let it cool, and it's going to reharden, so it'll be nice and solid. When we cook our steaks, once our steaks are cooking, once this is nice and hard, we're going to take this out, and we're going to take our steak knife, and we're going to cut off a little strip. This is why you want it thin, because you can take your knife, and you just start at one end, and then just start cutting it and put a strip on your steak. And the butter will melt. It'll add fat. It'll add the garlic, the onion, the truffle, the basil, and the pepper. And it'll taste absolutely delicious. Anyway, that's all I have to say. This is Turtle Flicky Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.